Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun Beis, the fifth parak HaNizokin. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Yesomi Shesamchu Eitzel Baal HaBayis, orphans who relied on a Baal HaBayis to care for their needs, or Shemina Lehen Aviyehen Apitropos, or if their father appointed an Apitropos for them, Chayv La'asir Peroseim, he must tithe their produce. Although a Braisa teaches that an Apitropos cannot take truma for orphans, the Gemara explains that our Mishnah discusses tithing L'Hachil, to feed them, whereas the Braisa discusses tithing L'Haniach, to store until they become adults, at which time they could tithe the produce themselves. Our Braisa elaborates on the powers of the Apitropos. He can sell various property of theirs to feed them, but not to store away the proceeds. He can also use their property to prepare for the mitzvahs, which have a cost limit, such as lulav, sukkah, and tzitzis, for example, but not mitzvahs without a cost limit, such as tzedakah and redeeming captives. The Braisa continues to discuss his ability to litigate on their behalf, and which properties of theirs he may sell to purchase something else. Point number two, the Gemara discusses the moment of acquisition and purchases involving Yesomim. Meshok per miyasme, produce which was drawn from orphan's possession to acquire before payment, Yaker, if a later increase in value, the orphans can retract based on the statement of Chanilai Bar Idi in the name of Shmuel. Nikse Yesomim Harian Kehekdesh. Property of Yesomim is like Hekdesh, and is only acquired with money and not Mashiach, drawing close. If it decreases in value, the rights of an ordinary person should not be greater than those of Hekdesh. Just as with an ordinary seller, the buyer acquires the item through Mashiach and sustains the subsequent loss of value, with Hekdesh as well, the buyer cannot retract after Mashiach in this case and sustains the loss of value. If orphans purchase produce with Mashiach and it increases in value, they can similarly use the advantage of an ordinary buyer not to allow the seller to retract after Mashiach. If it decreases in value, although in the parallel case of Hekdesh, Hekdesh could retract from the sale since payment was not made, Rav Shisha Braid Rav Idi ruled that the Yesomim cannot retract because no one will sell them produce without payment if the Yesomim hold both advantages for price changes. The Gemara also discusses price fluctuations after orphans buy or sell produce with money. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Hametame, one who's metame someone else's produce, thereby damaging it, such as truma, which can no longer be eaten. The Hamedamea, or one who mixes truma into someone else's chulin produce, thereby prohibiting it to a non-kohen. The Hamenasech, or one who prohibits someone's wine as nesech, poured for idolatrous libations, b'shogeg pater, if he did so unintentionally, he's pater from paying. B'mezid chayev, if he did so deliberately, he's chayev. The Gemara will explain the difference. Rav explains the final case to mean menasech mamash. He literally pours an idolatrous libation. Shmuel says ma'arev. It means one who mixes nesech wine into kosher wine, thereby prohibiting it. He disagrees with Rav because menasech kamei b'rabbi minei. One who makes idolatrous libations is chayv to a more severe punishment, namely stoning, than paying money. And the more severe punishment exempts him from paying compensation, the lesser penalty. Rav holds Mishas Hagbah Hudakana. From the moment of lifting the wine, he acquires it as stolen goods, obligating him to pay for it. Mishai ben Nafshu Havi Adshas Nisuch, but does not become chai for his life until the time of the libation. Because the monetary obligation preceded the libation, is not exempted by the greater penalty. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Yesomi Shesamchu Eitzel Baal HaBayis, orphans who relied on a Baal HaBayis to care for their needs, Oshemina Lehen Avihen Apitropos, or if their father appointed an apitropos for them, Chayv La'asir Peroseim, he must tithe their produce. Although a Braisa teaches that an apitropos cannot take truma for orphans, the Gemara explains that our Mishnah discusses tithing L'Hachil, to feed them, whereas the Braisa discusses tithing L'Haniach, to store until they become adults, at which time they could tithe the produce themselves. Our Braisa elaborates on the powers of the apitropos. He can sell various property of theirs to feed them, but not to store away the proceeds. He can also use their property to prepare for the mitzvahs, which have a cost limit, such as lulav, sukkah, and tzitzis, for example, but not mitzvahs without a cost limit, such as tzedakah and redeeming captives. The Braisa continues to discuss his ability to litigate on their behalf and which properties of theirs he may sell to purchase something else. Point number two, the Gemara discusses the moment of acquisition and purchases involving Yesomim. Meshok per miyasme, produce which was drawn from orphan's possession to acquire before payment, Yaker, if a later increase in value, the orphans can retract based on the statement of Chanilai Bar Idi in the name of Shmuel. Nikse Yesomim Harian Kehekdesh. Property of Yesomim is like Hekdesh, and is only acquired with money and not Mashiach, drawing close. If it decreases in value, the rights of an ordinary person should not be greater than those of Hekdesh. Just as with an ordinary seller, the buyer acquires the item through Mashiach and sustains the subsequent loss of value, with Hekdesh as well, the buyer cannot retract after Mashiach in this case and sustains the loss of value. If orphans purchase produce with Mashiach and it increases in value, they can similarly use the advantage of an ordinary buyer not to allow the seller to retract after Mashiach. If it decreases in value, although in the parallel case of Hekdesh, Hekdesh could retract from the sale since payment was not made, Rav Shisha Breid Rav Edi ruled that the Yesomim cannot retract because no one will sell them produce without payment if the Yesomim hold both advantages for price changes. The Gemara also discusses price fluctuations after orphans buy or sell produce with money. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Hametame, one who's metame someone else's produce, thereby damaging it, such as truma, which can no longer be eaten. Hamedameh, or one who mixes truma into someone else's chulin produce, thereby prohibiting it to a non-Kohen. Hamenasech, or one who prohibits someone's wine as nesech, poured for idolatrous libations. Beshogeg pater, if he did so unintentionally, he's pater from paying. Bemezid chayev, if he did so deliberately, he's chayev. The Gemara will explain the difference. Rav explains the final case to mean menasech mamash. He literally pours an idolatrous libation. Shmuel says ma'arev. It means one who mixes nesech wine into kosher wine, thereby prohibiting it. He disagrees with Rav because menasech kamei bed rabbi minei. One who makes idolatrous libations is chayv to a more severe punishment, namely stoning, than paying money. And the more severe punishment exempts him from paying compensation, the lesser penalty. Rav holds Mishas Hagbah Hudakana. From the moment of lifting the wine, he acquires it as stolen goods, obligating him to pay for it. Mishai ben Nafshu Havi Adshas Nisuch, but does not become chai for his life until the time of the libation. Because the monetary obligation preceded the libation, it's not exempted by the greater penalty. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Nun Beis, and our standard Simon is a newbie to Yiddishkeit, So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit named B.T. Green, who was taking the beginner's course on how to be an apitropos, learning how to tie the orphan's produce to feed them, saw the instructor had drawn an equal sign to teach that property of orphans is like hektish when it comes to sales, and turned green watching a simulation of a thief stealing someone's wine and pouring it to an idol where he had to pay and get stoned. So once again in slow motion. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Duff. Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit named B.T. Green, who was taking the beginner's course on how to be an apitropos, learning how to tie the orphan's produce to feed them, which reminds us, more clarifies that an apitropos can take truma for orphans, la'achil, to feed them, but not to store away. A brisa elaborates on other powers of the apitropos, such as using the orphan's property to prepare them for mitzvahs which have a cost limit, such as lulav sukkah and tzitzis. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit named B.T. Green, who was taking the beginner's course on how to be an apitropos, learning how to tie the orphan's produce to feed them, saw the instructor had drawn an equal sign to teach that property of orphans is like hektish when it comes to sales, which reminds the Gemara discussed in the moment of acquisition and purchases involving orphans. Produce which was drawn through Mashiach from orphan's possession to acquire before payment. If a later increase in value, the orphans can retract based on the statement of Rav Chanilai Bar Idi in the name of Shmuel, Nichse Yesomim Harihen Kehektish. Property of orphans is like hektish and is only acquired with money and not mashicha, drawing clothes. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit named B.T. Green, who was taking the beginner's course on how to be an apitropos, learning how to tie the orphan's produce to feed them, saw the instructor had drawn an equal sign to teach that property of orphans is like hektish when it comes to sales, and turned green watching a simulation of a thief stealing someone's wine and pouring it to an idol where he had to pay and get stoned. Which reminds us, Rav says the Mishnah's case of menasech means menasech mamish. One literally pours another person's wine as an idolatrous libation. Shmuel says ma'arev. It means one who mixes nesech wine into kosher wine, thereby prohibiting it. He disagrees with Rav because menasech kamei bed rabbi minei. One who makes idolatrous libations is chai for a more severe punishment, namely skila, stoning, than paying money. And the more severe punishment exempts him from paying compensation, the lesser penalty. Rav holds from the moment of lifting the wine, he acquires it as stolen goods, obligating him to pay for it, but does not become chai for his life until the time of the libation. Because the monetary obligation preceded the libation, it is not exempted by the greater penalty. So once again, the newbie to Yiddishkeit named B.T. Green, who was taking the beginner's course on how to be an apitropos, learning how to tie the orphan's produce to feed them, saw the instructor had drawn an equal sign to teach that property of orphans is like hektish when it comes to sales, and turned green watching a simulation of a thief stealing someone's wine and pouring it to an idol where he had to pay and get stoned. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Hazara. Daf Memches. So the Simmer Daf Memches is a brainiac. So here goes. The brainiac, that must be more on Daf. Memches, brainiacs. The brainiac at the Going Green Conference, who just presented his thesis on the recitation of Bikurim Psukim by the purchaser of land during Yovel, based on his brothers dividing inheritance of land theory, which reminds the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish's father positions if kinyan peres kinyan guf in a second case. Hamocher sadeu bezman sheyovel noeg, one who sells his field during a time when yovel is in force. Rabbi Yochanan says the buyer brings bikurim and recites the psukim, and Reish Lakish says he cannot recite them. Since the buyer will have to return the field in yovel, his ownership is essentially only a right to its produce. Rabbi Yosef demonstrates Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is reflected in his position that achin shechalku lukuchosen, brothers who divide an inheritance are considered buyers of their portions. So the brainiac, the Going Green Conference, who just presented his thesis on the recitation of Bikurim Psukim by a purchaser of land during Yovel, based on his brother's dividing inheritance of land theory, was overshadowed by the brainiac proudly showing off his three different grade lands for different types of creditors chart, which reminds us the fifth paragraph begins, Hanizakin Shamin Lahem Be'idis. Losses of damaged parties are assessed and then paid with superior quality of land of the responsible party, Ubalcho Be'benonis, and a creditor of a standard debt, such as a loan, is paid with average land, Uksubas Isha Bizibur's, and a woman's ksuba is paid with inferior land. Ramir says even a woman's ksuba is paid with Benonis. So the brainiac at the Going Green Conference, who just presented his thesis on the recitation of Bikurim Psukim by a purchaser of land during Yovel, based on his brother's dividing inheritance of land theory, was overshadowed by the brainiac proudly showing off his three different grade lands for different types of creditors chart, who explained the Talmudic discourse whether Edis is assessed based on the property of the Nizak or Mazik, which reminds the Gemara brings a Malchukas where Bishmon Rekiva how Edis is assessed for damages, if Bede Mazik Sheminin or Bede Nizak Sheminin, whether it's assessed according to the damager's property or whether it's assessed according to the damaged party's properties. Daf Mem Tes, so the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Simmon. So here goes. The butcher, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Tes, meat, butcher. The butcher with the green apron, who was visibly upset when the ox he was going to shech scored an ox of hektish, requiring him to pay from his edis, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon Manasi, who said, Shorshal hektish shenagu shorshal hedya pater. If a hektish's ox gores a commoner's ox, hektish is pater from paying, b'shal hedyot shenagu shorshal hektish. But if a commoner's ox gores hektish's ox, bang tum u bang muad, whether his ox was a tum or a muad, m'shalom nezek shalom, he pays full damages to hektish. He interprets the drasha of Shore Ehu as teaching that the distinction to pay half damages for a tum only applies to a friend's ox, but damages to Hektish's ox are always paid in full. So the butcher with the green apron, who was visibly upset when the ox he was going to shecht gored an ox of Hektish, requiring him to pay from his edis, a deraisa payment that dissuaded some local gazlanim and chamsanim from their pursuits, which reminds us, although the payment from edis is actually a deraisa, Rabbi Shimon he did darsh time of the crush. It is the opinion Rabbi Shimon usually darshens the reasoning of the pasuk, and he's saying the Torah required paying damages from edis for a tikkun olam. In a braisa, he explains the benefit. Because of robbers and extortioners. So a man will say, why should I steal or why should I extort? Tomorrow, Basin will come and seize my property and take away my best field. So the butcher with the green apron, who was visibly upset when the ox he was going to shecht, Gordon ox of Hektish, requiring him to pay from his edis, a deraisa payment that dissuaded some local gazlanim and chamsanim from their pursuits, was jealous when he heard some yosomim telling Amana she could only collect her ksuba from Ziburis, which reminds us. The Gemara explains that there's an additional chiddush in teaching that ksuba is collected from an orphan Ziburis. Sadaicha chamina mishimchina. I might think that because of favor, as Rashi explains, better collections rights as an incentive for a woman to marry, the rabbis were making a ladder to collect from Beinonis. The Mishnah teaches that this isn't so, and that even a ksuba is collected from Yisom Ziburis. There's a machlokes whether she collects from Beinonis or Ziburis when it comes to collecting her ksuba from her husband. Daf Nun, so the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The disappointed Balchov, who was on a non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. The disappointed Balchov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yesomim, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that the restriction to only collect Ziburi's from Yesomim includes adult Yesomim. So the disappointed Balchov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yesomim, flew over some gifted Benini's properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Ziburi's field, which reminds Rav Chodvai Bar Ami asked, can a creditor collect from gifted properties where unsold properties are available? He explains, was the enactment which required collection from unsold properties made mishum pseida de lukuchos because of the loss to purchasers? But in the case of a gift where there is no purchaser's loss because the gift recipient paid nothing, there is no enactment protecting his land from collection. Or perhaps we say if the debtor had not received some benefit from the gift recipient, he would not have given him a gift. Therefore, matana is considered like a pseida de lukuchos, a purchaser's loss. So, the disappointed Balchov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane, airplane to identify the Zibori Sign he was going to collect from adult Yasomim, flew over some gifted Beninese properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Zibori's fields, and noticed a buyer of a stolen field down below collect compensation from the seller for the produce that was seized after his purchase, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis taught that although a buyer whose purchased land was later discovered to have been stolen by the seller may collect the purchase price from properties which the seller had subsequently sold, produce which grew in the field after the purchase can only be collected from the seller's own property. Two explanations are given here. Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, Lefisha Ein Ketsuvim, because they're not written in the original purchase contract. Bechina said, Lefisha Ein Ketsuvim, because the amount of potential produce is not fixed. Purchasers cannot protect themselves from later collections if they have no way of knowing how much property to leave with the seller. Therefore, produce can only be collected from the seller himself. Daf Nun Aleph. So the Simur Daf Nun Aleph is a beaver, because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The man whose beaver team, that must be more on Daf Nun Aleph, gnaw. The man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements, which reminds us, Rabbi Nassin says, when is it true that compensation for the improvements are only collected from the seller's property? Only when the second purchase preceded the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them was created thereafter. But if the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them preceded the second purchase, Govman Nechasim Shubadim, he does collect from the sold properties in the second purchaser's possession. So, the man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements had to swear when he denied finding two beaver pelt purses tied together and said he found only one, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the distinction between a case where one is accused of finding two purses tied together and he claims he found only one purse, and one accused of finding two oxen tied together and claiming he found only one. So, the man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements had to swear when he denied finding two beaver pelt purses tied together and said he found only one, but did not have to swear when he was motive of mixes and told his accuser, a mana of your father's was in my possession and I paid him half of it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes whether the rationale why one must swear in a case of motive amixas, that it's presumed that a person is not brazen enough to completely deny his debt to his creditor's face, applies in a case when one is motive amixas to the creditor's son. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that a person is also not brazen enough to deny the whole claim to the son and therefore must swear, whereas the Chachamim hold he would be brazen enough, and therefore partial admission is likened to him being meshiv aveda, returning a lost object. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have machlokes about kinyan peres kinyan a goof regarding buying land while yovel is in forest? That's on daf memches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have nichse yisomin harihen kehekdish, property of orphans is like hekdish? That's on daf nun beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf are two explanations given as to why produce which grew in a stolen field can only be collected from bnei chorin? That's on daf nun. Good. Number 4. Which of the women apotropas can tithe on behalf of Yasomim in order to feed them, but not to store away the produce? That's on daf nun beis. Good. Number 5. Which of the women one is chai full payment when his ox gores an ox of hekdish? That's on daf mem tes. Good. Number 6. Which of the women the distinction between one admitting he found one of two purses tied together where he has to swear, and the case of admitting he found one of two oxen tied together where he does not have to swear? That's on daf nun aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have machlokes if kinyan peres kinyan a goof regarding bringing bikurim and reciting the bikurim psukim? That's on daf mem zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have machlokes about the case of one being menasech someone else's wine, and if it's a case of kimrei b'derabi minei? That's on daf nun beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have Rabbi Nassin holds that compensation for improvements are collected from the purchaser's property when the second purchase came after the improvements of the first purchaser? That's on daf nun aleph. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have a question if a baal chov can collect from gifted properties where unsold properties are available? That's on daf nun. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhorn. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.